Do you have an expression for when you're really tired?
Pooped.
Okay.
I'm pooped.
What about really disgusted?
What do you want here?
Or really angry?
Yeah.
Really frightened? How about an expression for really frightened?
Scared. Scared as hell.
Do you know if there's an expression that people use for Colorado natives? Like, what would you call yourselves?
I just say native Colorado. What I say is I was just born and raised in Colorado. That's what I say.
Okay.
There is a...
I don't say.
You don't like the Cornhuskers or...
Well, the school...
Like New Mexico, you know, Land of Enchantment?
No.
Yeah, they are.
I think
the Coloradans, I don't know. I don't know if we're white or we're Hispanic or what the hell we are.
I always just say I was born and raised. They'll say, a lot of people say it because there's not, there's so many people.
Oh, yes. Mile high.
Honey, he's trying to say what Coloradans call themselves.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to think
of.
Well,
we don't say mile, I'm a mile.
What's on
high.
the license plate?
Honey.
I'm not sure. I was wondering if you would say, like, Coloradans or Coloradoans.
Coloradoans.
Let's see.
Coloradoans? Okay.
I don't
say, our governor says it a different way than I do. He says it different than people. Of course, he was born in Texas.
Was he really?
Yeah.
That's kind of befitting, isn't it?
And he's,
he's a friend of the Bush.
Yeah. Who isn't?
He went to the same school.
Really?
Well, not the same school, but they grew up in the same town in Texas. Oh, God. I think most people just say, I was born and raised in Colorado, because there's so many, there's not so many of us anymore.
Right.
Because there's so many people moving in. The guy that's the mayor is that Hooper Looper, which I can't even say.
Yeah, you just got
it. He's only been here 18 years.
Really? Yeah. A lot of people moved in, that's for sure. That's a good...
Oh, God, yes.
Do you know if there's a... Is there a word for a child who's born and doesn't have a father, legally? Is there a name for that at all?
What?
A child that's born without a father, a legal father.
What would you call him?
Well, I wouldn't call him anything, but it might be called a bastard.
Yeah, I think more in the old days.
But I don't think I would.
That's in the old days.
Yeah, I don't...
What we say is a mother, single mother.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, we don't...
We don't use those expressions.
Okay. I would never call a child. That's not their fault. But that's so common now that you can't...
Right.
We just say a... That's what we usually just say is a mother, the single mother.
Single mother.
Okay, no matter.
Yeah, that takes care of...
Yeah, that's good. What about, do you know of any expressions for, this is going to get into this sort of thing, country people? People who are raised in the country?
They call them hicks, they call them...
Okay.
We go to state wrestling terms or something, they'll call us that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're from the hicks. They're from the sticks.
That kid that was here, the owns the turtle?
Yeah.
He was coming for a state championship, and one little mistake... He made. He got took second place,
mm-hmm.
or he'd have been the champion
in wrestling.
Wrestling
oh,
up at the state.
Was he?
Oh, he's a champion.
I never was good.
He's he's the brother to the two girls that came in.
Right.
And Myra was a gifted runner, and he's a gifted wrestler. You know, he just does it. He just does it.
He's good. He's professional.
He doesn't. And my daughters are all.
All go-getters.
They could be the coach. He listens to them more than he does the coach.
Right.
He's just a natural, gifted wrestler. And he's only fit. He just turned 16.
Right.
He'll be a junior in high school next year. First year, he went to Denver. He played sixth.